B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I was telling you a little bit earlier about how excited I was. You know, we had sports this weekend, right? I'll tell you, I've been watching the KBO. I watched the golf, and I was really interested. I was really into the Bundesliga. I was watching some German soccer, and I can't wait until we get our soccer back. The Union, baby. And the manager's on the line with us right now. Philly boy himself, Jim Curtin, on the Comcast Business Hotline. Jimmy!
How you doing, Anthony? How are you, Andrew? How are you? Good to be on with you guys, and thanks a lot for having me.
Always. You know, Jim, you're part of the family. You know that.
Seriously. Hope you guys are staying safe and healthy.
Yeah, man. So what kind of progress? Update us on what you're thinking.
Yeah, so we just actually had our first return to individual training. So we're down here in Delaware right now, actually, at the 76ers Fieldhouse. Which was built by BPG Sports, happened to be, part owners of the Union as well. So good connection there and a beautiful facility. So we're out here doing individual training. I have to tell you, it looks different than what maybe we're used to, but it's been great to have our guys now show up with a smile on their face and have kind of the old locker room banter at the correct social distances, but following very strict protocol. I'm actually looking out on the field right now, and a new batch is rolling up of four new players. If you can picture now four separate car spots where they have to sit in the car, you know, they're called out one by one. They get a temperature check. They get their hands washed. They get, they have face masks on, and they're kind of sent to different quadrants of the field. So we're in that initial individual training. So coaches aren't allowed really to interact a ton with them. They're not allowed to have any physical contact, but a big first step forward for what we all want, which is the return to us playing at Subaru Park again soon.
Yeah, it must feel so different for you.
It is.
Like night and day.
It is, for sure. But at the same time, now we've been, quarantined. I think it was 68 days before we were allowed to get back out here. So this has been a breath of fresh air for the staff and for the players. And they're loving it. You know, this is what they're used to, being on the ball, seeing each other, and again, getting back to what they love. And again, it's a time where everybody's starving for sports. It's not every day that we have news helicopters flying over our practice, just getting a glimpse and taking video of it. So I think that's a real microcosm of just how much everybody misses sports right now, because that's not a normal thing on our day-to-day.
No, I know. It's true. It's got to be like almost a strange culture shock. Just the whole thing. How do you see what are the biggest hurdles from what you can gather in starting this thing back up? I mean, it has to do with all sports, and I'm curious, like, what you think are the biggest hurdles to kind of go after.
Yeah, look, there's obviously the CDC side. There's the different states' rules and regulations and government regulations. There's now, obviously, everybody wants to be back first, but you also want to do it in a way that's safe for all the players. And you don't want to rush and make any mistakes, because there's still so much unknown with this, Anthony. You know, again, we're all learning, I think, day by day and getting new information. So we're interpreting that as quickly as possible. I think you're starting to see now, if you look at baseball, the NBA, and now Major League Soccer, there is some framework of how we each want to return, and each one is a little bit different, and has approached it a little bit differently. So, as professionals, and again, I stress that this thing is bigger than sports, so don't get me wrong when I say this, but as professionals, it's their job, and it's our job to be ready when we're called upon, and for whatever that is, and that's literally the definition of the word professional. So, that's kind of what we've been stressing to our guys. They've been really working on the fitness side of things. But again, yeah, you're right. It's different. And you see now, like you mentioned, the return to the Bundesliga and the empty stadium. Look, we all love the crowd. That's what players play for. That's where the energy comes from. So it is going to be unique at the start here. But there are little cool things that are popping up too. You hear the communications on the field from the coaches to the players. Yeah. You hear the trash talking a little bit. I think the NBA will be real interesting for that, how they, to hear those little battles and banter that goes on back and forth. So, you try to find positives in a difficult time, but I think we all have to wrap our heads around it's going to be a little different. And look, we all know the feeling in a stadium when it goes off and there's a goal scored or a touchdown or whatever it might be, that feeling that hits your chest, and it's indescribable for everybody. Yeah. But that's going to be gone for a little bit, but it'll make it that much more special, I think, when it does come back for real.
Jim Curtin with us, the manager, coach of the Union. Did you watch the Bundesliga at all this weekend?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, I actually have some relationships and friends that are coaches over there.
I figured you did, yeah.
Yeah, you're getting tips on how they handle these unique training environments that we have to create. So you're getting ideas from them. But to see it, it's eerie to see an empty stadium, you know, especially, you know, because soccer fans are so passionate. But, once the whistle blows, you still see good soccer. Of course, there's going to be a little bit of rust on guys, as there will be for all sports as they come back. But it's just fun to see competition, you know. And again, I think it's been a challenging time for everybody in a lot of different ways for a lot of reasons. And it does give a little bit of a release, whether that's the golf is coming up this weekend or, you know, when baseball gets going, it's important.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's weird. My guess is you'll answer yes to this question, but I don't know if you feel this way. I feel like some days I'm like really optimistic, and I think, it's definitely coming back soon, and it'll definitely get there. And there's other days I wake up and you see what's going on, and you go, I don't know. I mean, there's so many hurdles, you know. You mentioned the governors for all these different states. Like, I read a piece on ESPN.com about baseball coming back and all the hurdles they have to deal with. And, like, the governor of Maryland saying the buck stops here, whether or not the Orioles play. And then you got to figure out what you do if somebody does test positive. And you have to figure out how many tests you're going to get, because you also don't want to usurp the public when it comes to the testing and go through tests. Like, there's preferential treatment, so you got to be careful of optics.
Yeah,
you know,
you just hit on a million of the variables that go on, and the amount of conference calls that we're on to try to get this thing right is incredible. And look, you touched on it, the mental side of this. Everybody's going through difficult times. You wake up and you have good days and bad days, and it's not easy. It hasn't been easy on anybody. So the quicker we can at least, again, I won't use the word normal. I've tried to refrain from using that, but a return to what we're, you know, at least comfortable with, again, because normal is going to change for sure. I think that sports can give a positive perspective to different people right now at a time that we really need it, you know, and times are tough, but at the same time, we'll fight through it and get through it together. But there is a lot of detail that has to take place to pull off these sports now, and obviously safety and the health of everybody comes first.
What's the mood of the players? Like, it's funny because there's a lot of brushback with baseball. Now, baseball is different because they're still negotiating the whole deal coming back. But as far as the guys and the risk that's involved in playing, how are they feeling?
Look, we're one of the only teams in our league that did have a positive test a few months back now. So, and that was reported. And, again, we were all around the player, and I'm not downplaying anything, but he had, you know, very mild symptoms and, you know, the equivalent of what we would all call a cold, and he's, you know, fully fine and recovered. So I think them seeing that, okay, yes, someone had it, and there was initial nerves and human nature to be a little bit nervous, and maybe I might get it because we were on a plane together.
Right.
That subsided once they saw he went through it, was totally fine, and they were in communication with him and very supportive of him. So, again, in a weird way, our team has become closer. It's Zoom calls and the video conferencing, and then going through the last dance and breaking that down with the guys. Gosh, you'd be amazed how much they talked about that, and seeing Jordan for the first time for a lot of them, you know. And again, I've talked to you guys before. We have 12 different countries represented. It's a diverse group. We have a 16-year-old and we have a 35-year-old. So it's a wide range of guys from all over the world. And, I think our club has come through this stronger. I'm really proud of the Philadelphia Union.
Awesome.
And things like Tim McDermott started the Fight for Philly campaign, and the players and our fans have really rallied around it. In difficult times, I think is when you learn the most about the culture of your club, and I'm proud that the Philadelphia Union's culture is a strong one.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Jim good.
Curtin with us. Proud of Jimmy's a son of Philadelphia, lives in town, and we adore him. We do. We love you. I guess one last thing. It's funny you brought up because I talked to Brett Brown about this as well, about the trying to keep the camaraderie.
Right.
You know, that Zoom quality. He was talking, they did a lot of Zoom stuff. And it's funny how that Jordan documentary just, you know, it transcended every sport. If you're an athlete, you admire Jordan's tenacity and willing to win, you know?
Yeah. Incredible. And of course, I grew up, you know, as you did, in that, you know, Jordan is the man, and these guys are maybe more LeBron or Kobe guys. But it was great for them to see that, to go through it. And listen, oftentimes as a coach, you know, I was going, putting a lot of time into film sessions, and we'd go on a Zoom, and, you know, you get a little bit of feedback from the players. But I took a new approach and broke down the Last Dance and put the topics up. And these guys were, because again, it's what they live. You have the, you know, the distractions from maybe the front office, what players are maybe overvalued and undervalued. How do you handle a crazy character in Dennis Rodman, you know, and the dialogue between them and arguing over that, what's right, what's wrong, how much leniency should the coach give, you know, to a special player? Does Jordan have an obligation to stand up more for Pippen at that moment? You know, they got going. I just stepped out, and it was incredible, you know. And then that's not just even sports lessons. Those are company lessons. Those are life lessons. And I thought that it was, you know, really well done and a good thing. And these guys really bought into it. And then, gosh, they did see the level of competition and the way Jordan competed and could carry a team. That was special. I'm biased because I'm from the Jordan times.
Yeah, me too, brother. I feel the same way. Like I looked at him like, it's not even close. I don't even know how you even say LeBron.
Exactly. There was a million great little conversation points from that documentary, like you said. But, I mean, let's go through the names. One of them was, we went through the names of all the guys that said, oh, we had the Bulls beat, and we would have done this. We were one shot away, and we had the better team. You can go from you know, Charles Barkley, who I love also. But you could go Barkley. You could go Reggie Miller. You could go, you know, Karl Malone. They all said the same thing, but Jordan killed all. There was a list of 10 of them that I had up there that they said, oh, we were one play away. And it's like, well, it's no coincidence he kind of did kill you all off. So
that's awesome.
It's a special lesson, and obviously a special play.
I love coaches, man. Tunis and I were talking about it earlier. Because you use any tool you can to teach and build, right? Like shape and mold. And all that messaging that you got out of a docuseries that you basically took and molded to you guys. And, you know, I love that aspect of it, because it's such a tough thing. I don't think we appreciate good coaching enough, because we look sometimes more at strategy. The idea of leading men.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
A big deal.
And look, there's X's and O's, and you can talk about tactics and picking lineups and all that stuff, but that's you hit it right on the head. What it really comes down to is man or woman management. That's it, you know, and the relationships you have with these people. It's all about relationships. I can go and watch a high school baseball practice. I can go watch a girls' lacrosse practice, and I can steal something from that coach and take it and maybe tweak it, make it my own. So I think we always have to be learning and evolving in that regard, just like any other line of work. So, again, it comes down to the relationships in your work environment that you create. And again, if these players believe in you, they'll do anything for you. And we have a good group here at the Philadelphia Union. And, again, we're itching to get going again, which we're really excited about.
All right. Well, we can't wait for you guys to get back. And, Jimmy, your family, everybody good?
Everybody is good, buddy. We would be loving, just like I'm sure you guys would, you know, the memories of the old, you know, the lazy Sunday on Memorial Day and the fills in the background and hearing the voices just doing a half falling asleep on the couch would be nice right now. But once it comes back, you know, it'll be a special thing once sports are fully back, and it's getting closer now. And again, the safety of the players and everybody right now comes first, but it's there's a light at the end of the tunnel, which is a real positive for everybody.
That's right, brother. Listen, thank you, man. Be safe, and we can't wait to see you, Jimmy. Thanks, brother.
Thanks so much for having me, Anthony.
Always a pleasure. Jim Curtin, the coach manager of the Union on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.